Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, if you didn't understand that, you have to listen to Steve Cochran. That's another reason to listen to Mr. Cochran each and every morning here on WGN Radio, where I do about once a month a pet adoption segment where we get a dog adopted out. And for some reason or another, but I'm very grateful to all of you, I don't know, it's like 18 months in a row. I don't even know what the number of months is where we've successfully adopted out these dogs. Our phone number, 312-981-7200. The horse-drawn carriage rides. I mean, you've seen them downtown Chicago. You've seen them in other cities, and it seems like a really good idea. In fact, I'd argue it is a good idea. In reality, what really happens, and we'll talk with Jody Whitaker of Chicago Alliance for Animals about that in one moment. First, I want to do an update. Several of you, many of you actually, have emailed me about this, or through Facebook, asked me about this, or through any other, including some text I've gotten already this morning. So here is what I'm talking about. It's an update on what we spoke about last week on the show. So last week, we had Tommy Tranchetta on the show, and Tommy talked about how she rescued these orphaned coyotes when they were little babies. They were sick. No one thought they'd survive, but they did. She brought them through. Seems like a good story, right? A good thing. But what do you do with these coyotes that are now imprinted on people? They know nothing about hunting. They've lost their fear of people because, of course, she treated them very well. I mean, she never treated them like pet dogs. But what do you do still? I mean, you can't release them back. There's nowhere. She tried nowhere to release them back to. And she didn't do this on her own. I mean, she was with an agency that does animal rescue and all of that. So what she did was end up keeping the coyotes at her own expense. Now, you don't just keep coyotes. You need permits to do that. She got all the right permits and did so, all of this, for 13 years. Then suddenly, one morning, not too long ago, knock on her door at like 7 in the morning, and Illinois Department of Natural Resources brandishing weaponry like she is being arrested for murder or something. I mean, really. They confiscate the coyotes, and there's video of all this, and everything I'm saying you can hear Tommy talk about, you can read about, you can see images of, all on my blog, stevedale.tv. Illinois Department of Natural Resources jokes that coyotes are only good if they're dead coyotes, as they round up these coyotes, terrorize the coyotes, round them up, indeed, in a brutal way. All unnecessarily, because these coyotes that are tame are trained to go in their carriers. So if they needed to be confiscated, and by the way, what was the issue? A license that she was never informed that she needed to renew, a $25 license. So here she has spent thousands of dollars taking care of these coyotes, educating, incidentally, the public about coyotes. People would come over outside the fence, and she would talk and teach people about coyotes. I mean, she did everything the Illinois and also U.S. Departments of Agriculture wanted her to do, without question. I mean, no worries, no problem. 13 years. And without warning, because allegedly, she didn't renew a $25 license that others are given an opportunity. Okay, you don't know about that? Pay the $25. No, she wasn't even allowed to pay the $25. $25! And they confiscate in a brutal fashion. They didn't allow her to say, okay, coyotes, go into your crate. They confiscate them in a brutal fashion. They tranquilize them with guns up close, and three of the four previously healthy coyotes soon die. These animals didn't have to die. What did they do wrong? Yep, okay, she's guilty maybe of not paying $25. And what did the animals do wrong? And they die. It's unbelievable. There's one coyote left named Luna. All Tommy wants is to be reunited with Luna. And still, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, well, now they're entrenched in this mess. And instead of saying, oops, we didn't quite do this right, for legal reasons maybe, they refused to admit it. And now they're saying she needed some sort of other permit that most places that have coyotes don't even have and have never heard of. And because she can't get that permit, because she doesn't have the coyotes, it doesn't make any sense, does it? This whole thing doesn't. I know they're only coyotes, but you know what? They're not only coyotes. They're animals that had lived 13 years in her care with no issue. And three of the four are now dead. And Illinois Department of Natural Resources is on your doorstep. At least they can do the right thing and reunite the one remaining coyote, who, by the way, is languishing, barely, you know, I don't know. I mean, this coyote's 13 from one thing. I mean, how much can one animal take? It's littermates, all it knew its entire life, pulled away from, and he has seen these animals shot for no reason. I mean, really, no reason. Neighbors didn't complain. Neighbors helped her out. I mean, the story that I'm telling is true. And again, you can see it all. It's on my website. That's stevedale.tv. And you can read about it. And I hope contact, there's a petition. Thousands and thousands of people have signed it. You can contact the governor's office and your Illinois state representative, Illinois state senator. And I hope you do. 18 minutes before 7 o'clock on WGN. Jody Whitaker, I'm sorry it took me so long to get to you. And I'm grateful for the work you are doing for the Chicago Alliance for Animals. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Thanks for this opportunity.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you, and I know I've wanted to do this for quite some time. Turns out the timing may be really good. So we've got these horse-drawn carriage rides that are in cities all over the country. In Chicago, we have them too. They're mostly on Michigan Avenue and the area near Michigan Avenue. It's mostly tourist, but anyone can take advantage of these rides. The problem is the companies are taking advantage of the horses, and you've documented all of this. So I'll let you pick it up from there.
Well, yes, we've been documenting the horse carriage activity for at least 3 years now. And what it all comes down to is the fact that the horse carriage operators refuse to follow Chicago's laws that were put in place under the advisement of veterinarians and horse experts. And they refuse to follow these laws that are put into place that protect horses and the public. And they've been doing this routinely for years.
Yeah, now let's give some examples of this. And again, you know, today, so what I talk about with these coyotes being captured in a brutal way, you don't have to take my word for it. There's video. People hold up their phones and they say, look! And that's what you and others, other volunteers, have done with the horses. And you can see that on your Facebook page, Chicago Alliance for Animals, I believe, right?
Yep, Chicago Alliance for Animals .org, and then we have a Facebook page and a Twitter at Shy Animal Rights, and we also have an Instagram page.
All right, so let's give some specific examples. We don't have to go back 3 years to give these examples either. I think you go back, what, about 3 days to talk about some of them?
Well, we have a volunteer who documented a horse being out dropping people off in Lincoln Park last night. I have to double check the law on that, but I don't believe they're allowed to be there without a special permit, which I doubt they got. We were out last Sunday and we documented at least two horses being overworked. One was worked at least 10 hours when Chicago's law states they can only work 6 hours in a 24-hour period. We documented a horse with the open sores and who was limping that Chicago's Animal Care and Control sent home. And we always document violations that impact public safety, such as horse carriages going down streets they're not allowed and operators walking away from their horses, which is a real danger to society because horses are prey animals. They spook very easily. And if the driver is not near the reins, which is Chicago's law, and that horse gets spooked and takes off, that 1,000-pound-plus horse can run into a car or a person, and the result is not going to be pretty.
Do accidents happen more often than people might think?
We don't know of that many accidents here in Chicago. We do know of at least four in the last 4 or 5 years, which doesn't seem like a lot. However, one of those accidents, 4 children were sent to the emergency room. Hmm. So those children were okay, but had one of those children been seriously injured or died, well, then we'd probably have the ban by now. And we know of accidents around the world almost on a weekly basis where people are seriously harmed or sometimes die, and the horses often die. So it can happen here in Chicago anytime because, you know, as you know and everybody knows, Chicago's a very busy urban city, and we've got, you know, emergency vehicles and motorcycles and people sure. driving erratically, so.
Yeah, yeah, and the horses do adjust to the noise. Having said that, a sudden, unexplained, or surprising sound can spook these animals, you know, which is understandable. The other thing you didn't mention is oftentimes these horses go without water, you know. So I think that people would assume the horses are well taken care of, and for a long time I did as well. But when you investigated the story, at the end of it, the horses are not as well taken care of, and they are often overworked. I mean, right now it's, what, barely 70 degrees, something like that, but often overworked in July or August when it's like 95 or 100 degrees with high humidity. So not only are they overworked, they are working longer hours than they should in weather. They should probably work shorter hours than they should. So all of that combined, everything you've said, what you're looking for, we'll talk about in a moment, and where we are politically with all of that. And I'll catch up with text, 312-981-7200. If you want to text or call, you sure can, 312-981-7200. Lots of text here. Jody Whitaker from Chicago Alliance for Animals is on the phone. We're talking about the horse-drawn carriage rides in Chicago, and should they be banned? There's a proposal to do just that. Jody, couple of texts here related to you. Several people saying thank you. One person says, well, I bet that guest you have doesn't like greyhound racing in Florida. Not sure what that has to do with it. And it's interesting that on your Facebook page and on mine, when I post about these sorts of topics, you get people who say something else altogether different. What does greyhound racing have to do with this? So, do you like greyhound? I'll ask you. I don't like greyhound racing, and frankly, I think it was a good idea that it was banned in Florida. How do you
I
feel?
Agree.
Yeah, okay.
I actually was the campaign director on the statewide ballot initiative in Massachusetts that banned greyhound racing about 10 years ago. And the reason greyhound racing is not a good thing, which many people might not realize, is that just because greyhounds might like to run and they're fast doesn't mean they want to be in cages 23 and a half hours a day in stacked cages being fed 4D meat. So they're out to run, and they also break their legs and break yeah. their backs on a regular basis. So, again, that has nothing to do with horse carriages. But because we are working on this issue just in the last few days, I've been told that I should be working on about 10 different issues other than horse carriages.
Yeah, I know. I noticed that, too, on your page. Lots of people say, Steve, you should have more time on the air. I'm not even going to tell management about that. I'm not getting involved in all that. But thank you. How do I contact? So folks want to know how to contact me. Yes, I have a Facebook fan page. You could try it through there. Or my blog is stevedale.tv, and there's a way to do it right through there. Or I guess you just contacted me, right? But I don't quite know what you want. Story about a cat missing the litter box here. I went on vacation, and my granddaughter was watching her and not diligent about cleaning the box. Shame on your granddaughter. I would give the cat a chance, first of all, because any change, I mean, this is a big change. You go away, you're not there anymore. I don't know if the cat went to the granddaughter's house or not. Make sure you have enough litter boxes. Make sure you scoop regularly. Other than that, I don't have enough information to completely answer that question. I'm trying to catch up with these, Jody. What does it mean when your little dog digs? I don't know. Little dogs like to dig. I don't know if this dog is left in the yard on its own and is bored and simply has nothing else to do. Terriers most particularly were born to dig. I mean, that's what dogs do. So one option, if it's in the yard, is to give your dog just a place to dig. Say, this is yours, if you have the space to do it. And let your dog go crazy doing it, and then hope the dog can get a bath before the dog gets back in the house. All right, back to the horse-drawn carriage rides. Jody, Chicago Alliance for Animals, what are you working on? What are you trying to do about it? And it turns out you're not alone. I don't count very well, but it seems by my arithmetic, you've got half the aldermen in your corner.
Yes, exactly. We have 25 official co-sponsors to the ordinance proposed by Alderman Hopkins that was proposed at the first city council meeting with the new mayor and new city council. So we have half the city council in support, and we have a good handful who have signed Chicago Alliance for Animals pledge in support of the horse carriage ban and have told us that they will vote in support of a horse carriage ban.
Yeah, I think that the sense is that it seems like, and this is my opinion, Jody, and you might disagree. I mean, all of this seems like a good idea. And if the carriage operators truly adhere to the law, which, again, they don't, but if they did, and if the law were written, frankly, in my view, just a little differently, and they adhere to it to protect the animals, which ultimately protects their business, then you know, it's not a bad thing. But I'll tell you, the other concern is you've got, as you alluded to, these horses that are doing something that brings you back to a bygone era, in an era that is not a bygone era, and they have to deal with the realities of not only traffic, but everything else that goes on today. So even then, I'm not sure it's a great idea. New York's mayor, de Blasio, at one point suggested, I think, mechanized electric, so they don't use up gas, sort of old-time cars that would give you the same feel. I mean, the intent isn't to take away tourist business by any means. It's simply to protect the animals and to do the right thing. Would you agree with at least some of that?
Oh, definitely. And, you know, I think the important thing that the public needs to know is, like I did say, we've been documenting violations for 3 years, and every time we members of the Chicago Alliance for Animals spend our free time going down near the court carriage stand, we document violations. And every time we document horses being overworked, oftentimes we document horses with no water or not being allowed to stop and drink water when there is water available, and horses being worked when it's too hot. On the 4th of July, when I went down to the carriage stand, it was 91 degrees at Northerly Island, and there were at least three horses out being forced to work. And Chicago's law states they cannot work if it's 90 degrees at Northerly Island.
Right.
Northerly
right.
Island is basically in Lake Michigan. Yet that's where the law is. That's where the law is states. So even though it was 91 degrees at Northerly Island, they were out working them. Had I not been down there and called the police, those horses would have been worked all day on the 4th of July in extreme heat. And so what the public needs to know is that not the city, neither the city, the police, nor animal care and control monitor or enforce this trade and enforce the laws that are in place to protect the horses and the public.
Well, and you've been documenting all of this for several years, as you said, and you have video of all of this. And if you're on Facebook, friends, I've got tons of text here, Jody, and some people are saying, well, I don't have Facebook. Is there another way to reach?
We do have the website as well.
Which is, again?
ChicagoAllianceForAnimals.org.
And I presume that what you'd like people to do is to contact their alderman, right?
Yes, if they support it, which we hope they do, definitely contact your alderman and ask if they are a co-sponsor of the ordinance. And if not, please urge them to sign on as a co-sponsor. And if your alderman is already a co-sponsor, please contact Mayor Lightfoot and encourage her to basically give this ordinance her blessing.
All right. I agree with you, Jody. We're just out of time is all. But I thank you so much for joining us so early in the morning. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for this time.